Iran's interior ministry hosts the first meeting of the Central Executive Board of Iran's presidential election. The meeting was attended by members of the election board, which comprises of five lawmakers. The meeting comes just days after Iran's Guardian Council approved 30 people as members of the board. Iran's interior ministry is tasked with holding the presidential elections under the supervision of the central board. The 11th presidential election will be held on June the 14th. Over 20 presidential hopefuls have so far officially announced their bids to take part in the upcoming presidential race. Iran's presidential hopeful Ali Akbar Velayati says dealing with unemployment and inflation tops his agenda if he is elected president. Ali Akbar Velayati says he will prioritize the economic problems in order of their importance. He also says Iranians need to see stability in prices. Velayati has already said that economic success is not possible unless Iran gains self-sufficiency in agricultural and industrial fields. He has formed a coalition with key conservative figures Ghulam Ali Haddad Adil and Tehran Mayor Mohammad Baqir Ghalibaf. Well, the economy seems to be the most important issue in the run-up to the presidential election. As our correspondent reports, potential hopefuls almost always mention job creation or inflation in their meetings with younger voters.
Economy is the buzzword in the run-up to the 11th presidential election in Iran. Although there is very little specific new ideas on how to create new jobs or get rid of runaway prices, the would-be candidates tell their audiences, especially university students, they have what it takes to boost the economy back to health.
To resolve the economic issues, we must implement Article 44 of the Constitution, which seeks large-scale privatization of state-owned entities. We are yet to fully implement this article under the national development plans.
I have a comprehensive plan for the economy. Unemployment is a disease that needs prescription. Inflation is a disease that needs prescription. I have prepared all the necessary prescriptions for the economy in my future government.
Eradication of poverty plus sustainable development is crucial. There are great economic potentials in this country, but because of cronyism and mismanagement of resources, these opportunities have been squandered. We must stop before anything else.
In exchanges of policy proposals, facts and figures, the potential hopefuls also go toe-to-toe with each other on other dominant issues for voters. When communicating directly with young voters in Q&A sessions, they answer submitted questions or share their inputs on challenging comments raised by students.
Presidential hopefuls are better off coordinating their efforts, but not many of them support coalition. Without getting everyone on board, it's impossible to write down a comprehensive plan for the country.
Financial regulations can help clean the current mess in the economy in 3 years. Only then we can talk about fixing the real issues. It's impossible for the next president to fix the economy in just 1 year.
Potential hopefuls from both reformist and principalist camps, as well as independents, have voiced their intentions to run for president. The latest one is Sadegh Vaizzadeh, a member of the State Expediency Council.
We must get rid of corruption using scientific methods. Those who are fed for the job could easily deal with corruption. The problem is some officials hold key positions and at the same time make millions of dollars. We must stop these practices in the next government.
In Iran, election is a well-established issue with specific legal mechanisms. Although all kinds of elections are of importance, presidential polls have always been of a special sensitivity. This time around, the presidential race will be held at the same time as the 4th City and Rural Council elections on June the 14th.
Registration of candidates will take place from May 7 to 11. Under the law, the Guardian Council is in charge of vetting the candidates for qualifications. So far, at least 20 hopefuls have voiced their intentions to run. Aman Nodiri, Press TV, Tehran.